B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joining us from ESPN, we had legs earlier, and what a fabulous, a special day where we get Kevin the Gandhi for the second time this week. What a treat. I know he's feeling it. The great Kevin the Gandhi on the Comcast Business Hotline. Kev!
And listen, I got to tell you, you put me in a better place. I wanted to call because I wanted to talk to you because I think tonight, and if they win the night this weekend, like you said, there are a lot of patient Sixers fans that have been through a lot. I mean, shoot, a decade ago, think about what they went through to kind of see this dream. And who knows what's going to happen if they were to win this series in the next round. But, like, they've got to show up tonight, all four quarters. They've got to show up this weekend if they get the opportunity to play Game 7. I just want to – and I know you. I know you're a positive guy. I just want to know, though, will you still feel good if they win this series in 7, considering what they had to go through this week?
Yes.
You would, really?
If they win the series?
Yeah.
Yes. You know why I'll feel good?
Please.
Because right now, they need to overcome. You ready? Doc Rivers being a choke artist, all right, presiding over the squandering the biggest leads in the playoffs, 8 of them the last 10, all right, squandering leads, 3-1 series leads, horrible coaching that I've seen. He'll have to overcome that to win the next two games. Tobias Harris will have to appear and not disappear like the friendly ghost, like he did in Game 5 and like he did in the fourth quarter of Game 4. Mm-hmm. And finally, Ben Simmons will have had to get a heart. And he will have to deep down and grow to bleep up. For them to win the next two games with all that's on the line and knowing that he's going to have to go to the line and hit free throws and knowing that they're going to have to protect the lead. And knowing all that, they'll have to overcome that, which could be emotionally crippling to a team. And they were crippled. They were scared, and they were frightened, and they looked like lambs to the slaughter. So if they win the next two games, they will have conquered that.
Mm-hmm. I love all the things you're saying, because at a certain point, Doc's got to figure some things out, especially with the second unit rotation, and stop being stubborn, right? Because I think Nate McMillan has done a phenomenal job of adjustments, and he's got to adjust tonight. Number two, we need 2021 Tobias Harris, not 2020 bubble Tobias Harris. We need 2021 Tobias Harris because Joel needs the number two guy, and if Tobias is not that number two guy who's aggressive and going in the lane and hitting shots and also picking up the second unit, it falls then on Ben Simmons and every single
Well, first of all, that's
flaw.
His job, right? Like,
yes.
Tobias Harris' job, the reason why he's getting paid that kind of money, max money, is for him to score, and that's it. So
yeah,
go score.
I agree with you, but we have seen Tobias turn the corner for the majority of this season. He carried that team. I mean, he carried that team in game one of the first round when Joel got in trouble in the first half with fouls.
Right, which is why it's so disappointing.
Up, right?
Well, it's why it's so disappointing that he became and turned back into a ghost in the fourth quarter of the last two games.
Last five quarters have been like, what exactly happened? Did somebody from the Monstars take control of his body, right?
Right.
The one thing I bring up with Tobias is, though, we have seen Tobias excel and take advantage of the moment. I come back to, and it's not on one guy, but I come back to Ben Simmons, and what the last five quarters have showed me is that he hasn't gotten better, shooting wise. I had hope with Doc, and I think the number one seed covered all the flaws and fears that we had with this team. And when Tobias is not going off or helping Joel, it puts the spotlight on Ben even more, where you can no longer hide him, and he's been exposed. I can no longer defend Ben Simmons.
No, you can't. But
game.
No, of course not. But guess what? I mean, that's what he is. I mean, you know, the anomaly. But the anomaly would have been if he scored 20.
I agree, but I guess what I'm saying, phenomenal defender. Okay, we get that.
You're right. I agree with you.
And then let's also say he's the best passer on the team. This offense doesn't move. But the perfect example of not having a jump shot or the confidence in free throws and just failing miserably is then the final 2 minutes of that game, he didn't want the basketball.
If he did, that would have been the anomaly. When is he taking it?
And it's just disappointing. It's 4 years, two coaching changes.
I mean, I get you. You're right. I mean, listen, I just thought that's right. Different. But I didn't expect him to want the ball. I expected him to go hide.
But I didn't expect that now in year four.
I look at him for what he is right now. Right now, I don't care what his stats are. I want this team to win. And for them to win, he's got to do two major things. He's got to play defense. He's got to get guys set up in the right spot. And there are times when you're going to need him to post up and get a basket or two or get an offensive board. But like, if you're counting on him to go carry you in the last 2 minutes of a game, well, then you're going to lose.
I'm not expecting to carry the team. I'm just expecting to be a point guard to have the basketball in his hand to facilitate and give Joel a good look. And we can't even get that.
Point is he's got to go to the line and not brick 10, right?
If he shoots 60% from the free throw line like he did in the regular season, the series is over.
No, right? I agree. Well, guess what? And it's up to him. Here's the thing. He looked scared. He played scared. He's looked it. The news conference afterwards, he's a robot, but that's just covering up his fear. And here's the bottom line, and this is what you mean. And this is what they all mean. Everybody out there, you can't be afraid of the moment or you'll never win. And by the way, the moment is now.
Yes, and like the moment was last night for Giannis. And what did you see? He's got his deficiencies, similar to Ben when it comes to shooting outside of, 10 feet. And he just said, I'm just going to drive all night.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take a three. Not we're going to see that from Ben anyway. But I'm going to drive and play fearless basketball. I'm going to meet the moment at the right time. And there's only one guy we've seen who's met the moment, and that is Joel. And let me also say, Seth in a way on the offensive end, but when you have him on the floor, you're giving up on the defensive side.
Right.
And that's not Seth's fault. We know where the fault lies, right?
The fault lies in three people. And it's up to those three people to change it tonight and Sunday. And those three people are, in order, Doc Rivers, Ben Simmons, and Tobias Harris.
But I came back to watching game five and watching the fourth quarter of game four. Yesterday, I came up with this reality that I had been trying to avoid, that it is no longer the Sixers, viewing the Sixers as Embiid, Simmons, and build. To me, it's Embiid, and let's get people that can build around him. Because I don't know if Simmons can match up to the same level of the expectations that we have.
Listen, you could be right, and that could be the situation. I don't know. I mean, it could be. You could be right. Or if you had Bradley Beal in between Ben and Joe and not Tobias, well, maybe it's a different story. Or if you had Dame in place of Ben next to Tobias and Joel, it's a different story. right?
It
you
is can't, a completely different story.
Right.
Completely
well, the point is, listen to me. The point is this. You can't have two guys who are afraid. And right now, you got two guys. Ben and Tobias. If you change one of them, well, maybe the new guy you get's a killer. But that's the crux of the issue right now.
100%. And I'm not arguing with you because here's a perfect example we could use in the two games with the Nets and the Bucks, the last two matchups. Durant had a phenomenal night, but he needed Jeff Green to help him, right? And you need a number two. And then you saw last night, Giannis was the storyline. Chris Middleton scored over 35 points. He got a number two who stepped up.
Well, the other thing, too, is that Drew Holiday actually made big shots.
Yeah,
well, and that's kind of what you're looking at where they need. But all that aside, forget all that because that's for another conversation. They're still alive tonight, and they're playing a team that they're better than. And here's the do they have the stones to go show up and win two games? And if they don't, then you know what they are, and you got to blow it up because they would be losers. I mean, that's the harsh, but that's what it is.
I agree. But
you're a better team.
They're a way better team. They have way more talent. Do they have the heart? Do they have the conviction?
That's right. Well, you're right.
We are going to meet the moment.
And they owe you. They owe Carlton and Dominic and Earl and Pat and Rodney and Father Sean and everybody, other fan in his town who's a ride and die guy and gal who's been with them through the process and beyond.
You know, and I got to tell you this, Ant. Thanks for letting me come on because today was not a day where I was going to be painting everything positive. And I believe, you know, I wanted to get your thoughts on if they win this game and Sunday's game, well, they should have won this series, right? How do we feel about this team moving forward? Because this could be the last time. This could be the last time we see.
Right, but if they win it, they'll have overcame. It's not like, if they win in five, all right. Well, I expected them to win in five. I didn't expect them to face this type of challenge. Well, they got this type of challenge. If you overcome it and you vanquish this challenge, then. All right, you show me you got a little something, and you're probably more prepared to play the Nets if they're the team that wins than you would if you're 1-5.
Brother, your positivity, your optimism, I will carry that the rest of the way this weekend. I still think they're going to win the series, and then I will call back on Monday, and I will feel all the vibes and the positive.
Hey, listen, and here's the deal. I'm not promising. I'm not telling you they're going to win it. I'm just saying... this is what we do. We ride and die, man, till the end. It ain't the end
Absolutely.
Yet.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Absolutely.
So, Kevin, tell Connor what to do, brother.
Connor, right now and tonight and Sunday, play the freaking song.
There you go, brother. Kevin the Gandhi. ESPN. Happy Father's Day,
Kevin. Are you kidding me?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.